No patience.
I'm sorry. Just say there. Okay, we're over here on Daf Lamed Hey Yomad Beis, which the Gemara returns to the Mishnah of Mishum Truma Tmeya Psula and points out that everyone over here agrees that the issue is the Lesbe Heter Achila. And just to remind you what we spoke about last week, that according, not last week, earlier this week, that according to Rashi, Lesbe Heter Achila is an Iser Achila and a Chisaron of Lachem. According to the Ramban, we're dealing with an Iser Hana'ah, and the issue is one of Ksus Emechta Shiure. Vishel Truma Tahor, and we saw the Rambam as well. Okay. Vishel Truma Tahora Lo Yito, Pligi Ba Rav Ami V'Rav Asi. Over here, the Mishnah, Gabe Truma Tahora, says Lo Yito, however, Im Natal Ksheira, and the Gemara explains each of these phrases independently. Shel Truma Tahora Lo Yito, Pligi Ba Rav Ami V'Rav Asi, Chadam Neshe Machshira, V'Chad Amar Mipnei Shemafsida. May be nayhu kagon shekara alei shem chutz mikli pasa hachitzona lemanda neshe machshira ika lemanda amar mishu neshe mafsida leka. Okay, so Rashi over here is machadish to us a tremendous chiddush. Shemachshira, Rashi points out lekabel tuma, that's not a chiddush. Damrinam b'masnisin mikabelas isha miyad bina umiyad ba'ala, that on Shabbos the arba minim were meant to remain fresh by being put back into water. Machzeres lemayim b'shabbos, hayu shorin ha'aguda b'shabbos kadei shelo yevshu, ukeshenogim be'esrog, with these wet hands, huchshar l'tuma. Shene'emar, d'chsiv ki yitein mayim al zera, period. Okay, so we have over here a metzius, that it's very likely that the esrog is going to be touched by water. And if we're dealing over here with truma tahora, what is the issue? So Rashi says, v'asar ligrom tum'a le truma, d'chsiv mishmeres trumosai, amarachmana aseila shimur. Rashi over here is sort of jumping a step, right? In other words, he says, asar ligrom tum'a le truma. How does Rashi understand over here ligrom tuma? Are you being metame the esrog by touching with wet hands?
No.
What are you doing? You're making it roi lekabel tuma. Rashi says that even this making it roi lekabel tuma is included in a din de oraisa of mishmeres trumasai amarachmana asela shimur. Namely, classically, the shimur is to prevent the esrog, to prevent the truma tahora from becoming tame. That's the, in other words, but Rashi over here says that this includes also making it roi to be mekabel tuma. What's the uniqueness over here? Why over here would we have a special Easter aser ligrum tuma le truma, even on the first plane, even on the plane of making it tame? What happens when the truma becomes tame? You can't eat it. Right? In other words, that the truma has a goal. There is a yi'ud. There's a goal in truma. The truma was meant to be eaten by the kohanim. To prevent the truma from reaching its goal, that is an iser d'oraisa, mishmeres trumosai. Rashi's mechadish to us that it goes even on making it roi to be mekabel tuma. That's also an iser d'oraisa. You saw a rishon who learns other than Rashi? So Rabbeinu Chananel may learn other than Rashi. Let's look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, everyone has a different edition. In my edition, it's the end of the first wide line. Avol v'shel truma tora lo yito pligibar Rav Ami Rav Asi chanam neshe machshira klomar mashve be mana. Mashve be mana. Or mashavya be mana. Translating it into English.
Like about right?
You're making it into a kli. A mana is a kli. You're making it into a kli. What does this do with the world of esrog? We're talking about an esrog. We're not, you know, it's meshavile mana. You're correct. It sounds like making like a tikkun kli. Namely, it sounds something like a malacha on Shabbos or Yom Tov of makya bepatish. So, how do you understand this, Rabbeinu Chananel? Not that, you know, realize that there are many, many people who talk about how to understand this Rabbeinu Chananel. There's a whole deal in Achronim how to understand Rabbeinu Chananel. But how do you understand Rabbeinu Chananel?
Shimosh turns what we're using to a kli. Like using it can create an example as a kli.
But in what way? I know it's a kli is, you know, it's. A kli is makabel tuma, correct. But in other words, but what here is the issue? Is this simply saying over Rashi in a poetic manner? That you're saying you're making a royal kabel tuma. That's what machshir means, to make a royal kabel tuma. What appears from Rabbeinu Chananel is that he did not want to learn like Rashi. In other words, he didn't want to take Mishmeres Trumosai as an Isra Da'araisa of making something royal kabel tuma. You know, that would be bringing it one step closer to Tumah, that would be an Isur D'oraisa. And so he learned that we're dealing over here in Hilchos Yantif. Namely, that in Hilchos Yantif, making something that was not ro'oi is a malacha. Even, you know, it's that's also considered to be a malacha, like being matbil a kli on Yantif. And it could be that it's drabanan. It doesn't have to be necessarily D'oraisa. Tvilas kelim on Yantif is an Isur drabanan. That mashvile kli, you're making it useful, you're making it usable, that itself. So over here, you're making this esrog, an esrog with now, which is roila kabel tuma. You've raised it to its level of pre. Yes.
The problem with that is it doesn't need to be true to do that. Take a stam esrog and you mashvile it now for roila kabel tuma.
In achinami.
So, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about true.
No, but the. In other words, means why? In other words, in achinami, that the din would go beyond truma.
It would be very strange for the Gemara to have the conversation about dafka truma, right? Then according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it would be usher to use anything tahora that's not makshir, that's not previously been washed.
That's one of the questions which is asked on Rabbeinu Chananel. Does that mean that you're not allowed to, you know, to take fruit that was never washed and wash it on Yontif because mashvi le kli?
Right, that's wild.
Okay, so it's wild. What's the alternative to that wild? Or maybe what Rabbeinu Chananel is simply saying, that I agree with Rashi, the issue is bringing it closer to Tuma, but that's not a din d'oraisa. Mashvi le kli, mashvile mana, simply mean it's usser. It's usser, but not as a level d'oraisa. Yeah?
I thought maybe Rabbeinu Chananel was saying slightly different Rashi, kind of the same yesod about in terms of making it ro'or in the kabel tuma, except without the water. The Rabbeinu Chananel's chiddush was that, or the Gemara's chiddush to be, that once you use the esrog as a esrog, not a, as like a mitzvah object, not a pri, that can be makshir it just like water otherwise usually would require.
I'm not aware, I hear what you're saying, I'm not aware of anyone who says that there is a concept of hechsher pri
right.
For the world of tuma in any, with anything other than water.
I mean, right.
It would be not just a big chiddush, it would be an outstanding chiddush. I don't know. It would be something that would make the headlines of you know, where it's of the Pumpadisa Post. Because, yes?
Rabbeinu Chananel on the
Gemara
Mandeis, like, says even clear just that lo gazrin mishum hashat hazrah. To say, like, it's not because of the hashat, which Rashi clears, I think, saying that it is because of the hashat, but that makes some power.
Lo gazrinan. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. Thank you. I think over there he's referring to something else. In other words, that to take a seed and to put it into water is a malacha of Zriya on Shabbos and Yontif. So the chiddush of the Mishnah that you can return the arba minim to water is that maybe we would have thought that there would be an iser of putting an organic something which grows via water into water, even though we're dealing over here with that which is not going to grow. Kamash malan, that we're not gozer. Over here, I don't think he's talking about over here about Hechsher Zroim. He's speaking over here about Hashakas Zroim.
It's just interesting that Rashi on our Gemara is quoting this Mishnah to be like his source.
That's to in other words, it's Nachon. In other words, but the, in other words, sorry, the Rashi's simply pointing out at what point are you Machshir the truma to be mekabel tuma, ma pitom that you should put it into water. What's the menesha makshira? So he points out that this, you know, it was the way of keeping it fresh, which is mentioned in the Mishnah. What's the chiddush? Why, you know, like of the Mishnah, like why shouldn't you keep it fresh? That Rabbi Nochananel says that we might have had a havamina that there would be an iser midbanan of zriya. Okay, but it's taking it to the next stage. Okay, I'm not sure what Rabbi Nochananel means, but what I do think is that's clear is he doesn't want to like Rashi, namely that he's telling that he does not necessarily agree that we're dealing over here with a din de oraisa of mishmeres trumosai. That would only apply to being metame. It would not apply to being machshir to be metame. But as to whether he's simply saying that it's a din de rabbanon of mishmeres trumosai, or he's moving over totally to a different area, be it the area of makeh bepatish, or be it another definition of Hechsher, I don't know. The other alternative in the Gemara is Mafsida. Mafsida, Rashi explains, Klipasa hachitzon anim eses b'mishmush yadayim v'osar lahafsid truma. What's the makar that osar lahafsid truma? Kedipirashis, the same pasuk. Namely, but this already everyone agrees, that Mishmeres Trumosai, that to be Mafsid Truma, would certainly make it not Ro'i La'achila for the Kohen. Right, so that clearly is a Din D'Oraisa. The question is Machshira also built on the same Pasuk in terms of on the D'Oraisa plane? That's not clear. Then the Gemara continues, V'yim Natal Kshera, L'man D'Ar Mishum She'enba Heter Achila, that is the reason that Truma Tmeya or Orga is possible. Hare here, Yeshba Heter Achila. We're talking about Truma Tahora. Leman Damar Lefi She'enba Din Mamon, Hare Yeshba Din Mamon. So let's take each of these separately. Hare Yeshba Heter Achila. So Rashi points out, L'Kohen. And then Rashi continues, Uli Yisrael Nami Nafikba. Im lekachami kohen, ho'il v'yachol la'achila leven bito kohen. And it was what over here bothered Rashi that he has to bring in the Yisrael as opposed to, let's say, the Rambam. According to the Rambam, yesh ba heter achila lekohen. Would that be sufficient?
Yes.
What's the Rambam's issue of heter achila? What had the Rambam understand, we spoke about last time, had the Rambam understand what's the chisaron if something doesn't have a heter achila? It's not what?
It's not a pri.
It's not a pri, right. We need a pri eitz hadar. This is the Rambam Perish Mishnayis. We need a pri eitz hadar with a heter achila. It's not a pri. The moment you have a heter achila to a kohen,
it's a pri.
It's a pri, even to a Yisrael, right? In other words, so the Rambam doesn't have to talk about Yisrael. The moment that we have a heter achila to a kohen, it's a pri. But according to Rashi, what's the issue if something doesn't have a heter achila?
Lachem.
Lachem means ownership, right? So the fact that we have ownership for a kohen, but how is that going to help a Yisrael? So that a kohen, it's lachem for a kohen, fine. But how is this lachem for Yisrael? Where do we have bailus of a Yisrael? So what does Rashi say? What does bailus for of Yisrael mean? What can Yisrael, what's one of the factors of bailus? Namely, give it to a grandson, namely that what rights does the grandfather have? He has control. In other words, that control, the ability to feed it, is also a din and bailus. Not only eating, but controlling who will eat it. That's also a concept of bailus. Bailus means that I, in certain manner, control this object. I can do with it what I want. Here the control has to be in the realm of eating. It has to be roi l'kol ha-hanos. So I have that control, not to eat it myself, but I can give it to my grandson. So this there, yes?
It also explains a funny word Rashi uses twice on the other side of the page. Twice Rashi says, l'chol darche hana. So why darche hana? L'chol hana. This is why.
Nachon.
It's just that it can be eaten by somebody who you want to eat it. Not that you can necessarily eat it yourself.
Correct. In other words, that we're expanding the definition of ba'alus, not only for your hana'ot, but that you can control who is going to eat it. Then Rashi shoots down ahava mina. What was ahava mina? Aval, pidyon ein lo liyos niteres la'achilas Yisrael. That someone could have said, well, yesh ba heter achila, how is it mutter for Yisrael? He can be poda the truma, truma's hekdesh, he can be poda the truma, and then he could eat it. Like other hekdesh that Yisrael could be poda. So Rashi says on that anyone who says such a pshat, ha'omer kein roshahu. Well, you know, that's something to make the pupadi supposed. No, I mean, why in the world would Rashi use such a phrase? So I sent you to Gemara in Sota. No, what did you see over there in Sota? Okay, I see this is to be pulling teeth. So there. Maybe I should have given you a page of Gemara Makomos. Okay, this is Gemara in Sota. On Daf Chaf. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. That the Gemara comes to explain a Mishnah earlier on Daf Chaf. The Mishnah earlier on Daf Chaf, everyone knows that Mishnah in terms of teaching a woman Torah. But the Mishnah continues after dealing with teaching women Torah, and Rav Yoshua says, wrote, Chosid Shote, Rosha Arum, Veisha Prusha, U Makot Prushin, Hare Elu Mavale Olam, that there are four categories of people who simply are doing the opposite of what the function of a Tzelem Elohim should be in this world. And one of them is a chassid shote, which the Gemara explains, as we know, someone who sees a woman fall and won't help pick her up because she's a woman. That's the chassid shote. And then we have a rasha arum. Who is a rasha arum? Who is this sneaky rasha? So the Gemara has a number of perushim, and one of the perushim is ula amar ze shekara vishana veloshim ish tamidei chachamim. Why is such an individual a rasha arum? So Rashi explains, we're dealing with someone who knows Chumash, and he knows Mishnah, V'loshim esh tamidei chachamim. So Rashi understood that esh tamidei chachamim means, L'ilmot svaras ha-gemara b'ta'amei ha-mishnah. Namely, he knew Mishnayis Baal Peh, he went to Zilberman, he knows Mishnayis Baal Peh, but he doesn't know the perush of the Mishnayis al pi halacha. So such an individual that never went to a Tamid Chacham, L'ilmot svaras ha-gemara b'ta'amei ha-mishnah, mahem, Rashahu. Why? She'ein toraso al burya ve'ein lilmod mimenu al yedei ha-ta'amim yeshchiluk be'isr ve'heter dine mamanos l'skus v'lechayiv v'betaharos l'tamei v'letaher k'damar b'kama duchte mai taimam amarhachi mar amarhachi mai benayu ika benayu kach v'kach. In other words, that we're dealing with someone who's going to totally mislead people in terms of quoting a Mishnah, when this Mishnah does not mean what he what he says that it does mean. Why is he an Arum? Why is a sneaky Rasha? Shashomeyas kolo shona mishnosa, that when people see there's such a baki in Mishnayas, so no agim bel kavod because mechamer, they assume that he knows what he's talking about. Otherwise, why would he spend so much time learning it by heart? So he is the Rasha Arum. So Rashi over here says that someone who would misunderstand our Gemara, someone who would say that in our Gemara it says yesh ba heter achila. So heter achila for the Kohen, we know. What's the heter achila for the Israel? Kanereh, that Israel can be poda, truma, and eat it. That's a Rasha. That's the Rasha of Roshim Yesh Tamid Chachamim, that he doesn't understand Chazal, that he doesn't understand that Truma does not lend itself to Pidyon. I assume that's what Rashi means. I have no other understanding of why Rashi would bring it over here, Hareza Rasha. Okay. Rashi Pashat had that Gemara in his mind all the time and was just waiting for a place to plug it in. Okay. I didn't do a search of Bar Ilan to see where else Rashi brings this concept of Rasha in any other place in Shas. So I really, you know, it's something that should be done. Yes?
According to the way you were explaining it, Rashi is saying, if you read this Gemara, but the person's supposedly not reading Gemara.
No, nowadays, Gemara is like Mishnah. Namely, if someone simply knows things by heart but doesn't understand them, that's the, you know, that's the Loshim Mishtim Chachamim. The Talmud Chacham would fill in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. He'd be the Rashi. He'd be the one who's explaining the Gemara. So just to have a Bekius in Gemara without having the footnotes of Schattenstein, just have a Bekius on top of the page, without having a Bekius on the bottom of the page, you come up very much with the wrong conclusions. And so that over here would be the Omer Kein Rasha. Tov. In terms of the other side of the equation, Lefisha Einba Din Mamon HaReyeshba Din Mamon, so Rashi points out that namely that it has value, it's Shava Pruta, Kohen Mekadeshba Es HaIsha, Kohen can Mekadesh an Isha with Truma, V'Yisrael Nami. A Jew can also be Mekadesh an Isha with Truma, why? What? It's Shava Pruta, right. And it's my nafgamina. No, this is not a din of heter achila. You don't have to come on to control. Simply the fact that the woman afterwards can take this and sell it to a kohen. Nachon, it's cheaper than chulin because the of supply and demand is much less demand, but it's still Shava Pruta. Okay, so that's part of Rashi is pretty clear. So the Gemara then continues. Vishel Demai. Vishel Demai what? What's the halacha of Demai? And what does Mishnah say? Pasul, kasher? Macholkes, Beishamai, and Beisilel. Thank you. Okay, Vishel Demai, Beishamai, Poslin, Ubeisilel, Machshirin. So, my time de Beisilel, Kevan di boi mafkeru, Hula nixe, Havayani, Bechazi, Lehashta, Name, Lachem, Krinambe. Okay, that this is also we have a potential Lachem. Ubeishamai ani lo achil demai. We have a machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether demai can be eaten by aniyim. Let's take let's take this in two stages. Firstly, what's the diuk from the Gemara or from the Mishnah? What's the diuk from the Gemara and the Mishnah bipshuto in terms of what would be the status of tevel itself? Namely, demai is safek tevel, that you buy food from an am haaretz, you're not sure if he was mafrish trumos maestros. If he wasn't mafrish, it's tevel. So all demai is safek tevel. Right. What would be the din in tevel itself? Could you use an esrog of tevel for arbaminim, pashtus of the Mishnah, or pashtus of the Gemara would be?
No.
No. That Beishamai says you can't even use demai. Hillel says you can use demai because demai is edible for aniyim, but tevel is not edible for aniyim. So lechora, tevel is certainly a problem. The question is, what exactly is the problem in tevel? What is the problem in tevel? So let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos points out five lines from the bottom. Ad kan lo plige beishamai ubeisilel ela bidmai mishum di boi mafker gohu lenichse v'havei ani v'chazile avol tevel vadai, it appears, kulu modu. But Tosus asks, But why kulu modu? What is the problem with tevel? So Tosus points out that esrog ein yochol lotzeis beesrog shel tevel da havi kamo esrog de shutfin sheyesh lekohen ulevi bo chelek. That the issue of tevel is that we don't have exclusive ownership. That lachem means exclusive ownership. If two people own an esrog, they can't be yotzei. And tevel is owned by three people. It's owned by the Yisrael. It's owned, part of it is owned by the Kohen, and part of it is owned by the Levi. Namely, that there has to be a hafrasha over here to get out the Kohen's part and to get out the Levi's part. And so we have over here a problem like an esrog of tfusas habayis, that we have a Yerusha of an esrog, and we have three brothers, and currently they're all shutfim, and they can't be yotzei with this esrog. So even though they're going to eventually split it, currently it's owned by all three of them. So even though the tevel eventually is going to be hufrash, currently it's owned by all three. That's what Tosas says. What do you say about this Tosfos? Not even going in that direction. Simply, why come on to this? In other words, we have a halacha that arba minim require heter achila.
Well, there's an easy tour for that.
So, according to the Ramban, what's heter achila mean according to the Ramban? Heter hanah. According to the Ramban, heter achim means heter hanah. Nope, tevel is mutter b'hanah. Tevel is not isur hanah, it's isur achila. But according to Rashi and Tosos, we saw that the moment is no heter achila, we have a problem of lachem. Why did Tosos have to move all the way over to saying that tevel is a din of shutfim? Why didn't Tosos simply say, you can't use tevel, because tevel is asur b'achila, and so that which is asur b'achila is not lachem?
It's not really osur b'achila. It just requires a hechsher before it's mutter.
Not a hechsher, but a
matir,
a hafrash. Namely, that tevel is potentially mutter. That's also, in other words, namely, the moment that the bailim want to eat the tevel, they'll simply be mafrish and they'll eat the tevel. So for them, it's not like truma that for Yisrael we have a havamina that maybe he'll never be able to eat it. Or never be, so there I have to answer, in a chinami, he can't eat it, he can control it. But over here, I can eat tevel, I just have to be mafrish, and then I can eat. It's like I have a walnut. So in order to be able to eat the nut, I have to break the walnut. Doesn't mean that's not roi l'achila, there's no etter achila, because I have to break the nut. So over here also, I'll be mafrish. So Tosus over here says, so l'chora, tevel has a heter achila. So why then does the Gemara imply that tevel can't be used for abaminim because of shutfus? Because it's shutfus, yes?
But by the same logic, it wouldn't be shutfus, meaning the same way that you can...
That's why Tosus brings in the world of tfusas habayis. That in the world of shutfus, the fact that it's going to be divided later doesn't take away from the fact that currently it's owned by shutfim. The fact that the yorshim are going to divide the Yerusha doesn't allow them currently to use the esrog. That's exactly what they're saying. In other words, that when I'm an exclusive owner, but I have a machitza between me and the object, a walnut shell, or hafrashas trumas and maestros, that's not an issue. That's, you know, I'm still considered to be roi achila to me. But if currently it's owned by shutfim, that is not lachem. Even though I could break up the shutfus, but again, breaking up the shutfus requires the da'as of all the shutfim. Who says the others are going to agree? It's totally the da'as acherim. And so the shutfus is an objective problem. And it passes according to Tosus. Yes?
Heter achila will only result in you having a portion of your esrog left afterwards. Meaning, you'll never... we're saying that there's a heter achila because we could later give... there's potential there. But the only potential is to divide your esrog.
I can be mafrish al davar acher. Namely, I don't have to. In other words, if I have an esrog which is tevel and I have an apple which is tevel, I can be mafrish from the apple on the esrog as well. You know, it's in Shivas, I can't be mafresh from Shivas Haminim, but Esrog is not Shivas Haminim. I can be mafresh from anything, any food. I can be mafresh and say that this will cover my Esrog as well. Yes?
Is there a heter hikula arai for Tevel?
There is a heter of achila arai for Tevel up to the point where it comes into your home. After Riyas Pnei Habayis, there is no longer, we're assuming over here that you're not in the Esrog field. You know, where it's a time of you want to be notel arba minim.
Well, before that would be winter to take your lulav out to the field, pick off an esrog, and shake.
So again, yeah, that, but you know, it's the, right. But the Mishnah is speaking about the. I mean, basically, the fact that you know you're saying we have.
I think Tosfos only went to this reason because he saw already a different heter achila built in. That's
there. It's right. Okay, you're pointing out that there that also there's another potential. Another situation. However, I think that there is one Rishon who says that really the reason that Tevel could not be used for Arba Minim is because Ein Ba Heter Achila. Not because of Shutvus, but simply Ein Ba Heter Achila means you can't eat it. Which Rishon am I relating to? Taking the Rambam in hand. Which Rishon am I relating to? Excellent, the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam do? This is such a wonderful shiur. What does the Rambam do in Perek Ches when he wants to talk about Tevel? The Rambam brings in Tevel. The Mishnah doesn't mention Tevel. Rambam brings in Tevel. So in Perek Ches al Chabez, the Rambam says, Esrog shel Orla v'shel Truma Tmeya v'shel Tevel Pasul. He creates a triad. What's the common denominator between Orla, Truma Tmeya, and Tevel? Only the Iser Achila. There's no Heter Achila in all three of them. And now again, you could say maybe that the Rambam also had in mind the world of Shutfus, but in other words, I would expect that you know that should be said explicitly, namely that it appears that simply you can't eat Orla, you can't eat Truma Tmeya, you can't eat Tevel. We have over here three Isurei Achila, and that's Pasul. Shal Dmai, Kosher She'efsher She'yafkir Nachas V'ye'ani Muter Lo Le'echol Dmai. In other words, that over here, you know, it's the difference between Dmai and Tevel is that Dmai Efsher Muter Lo Le'echol, it appears that Tevel Ein Lo. That, in other words, so the Rambam appears to be going in the direction that even though that Hafrashas Trumos and Maestros is not the equivalent of a walnut shell. A walnut shell is simply something technical. Hafrashas Trumas and Maestros is a whole Panim Chadashas Balakan. Don't know. Okay, so within Tosfos says that we're dealing with an issue of Shutfus. The Rambam appears that we're dealing with an issue of Iser Achila. The both of them are Ein Lo Heter Achila. Both of them are basically dinim of lachem. Both of them come under the world of lachem. But there's another, yes?
How would the Rambam respond to what you said for Tosfos, that there's heter achila for Tevel? How would the Rambam respond to that?
So the Rambam would say that that's only after Hafrasha, and currently, you know,
what's the difference between that and being mafkir to Hamai? What's the difference between
then I'm eating that which is in front of me. I'm not, in other words, the moment I become an ani, I eat it as demai. I'm not being mafresh anything. I'm eating it as is.
So the act of being mafresh is different than being mafkir.
No, the question is, I'm not being mafresh, in other words, the act of being mafresh changes the cheftza of the fruit. The being mafkir changes the gavra. Turns when I'm mafkir mina chasim, I turn from an ashir into an ani. So in other words, as we're saying, to turn from an ashir into an ani, that's as the world turns. In other words, that's something that there's no. I don't have a status of an ashir or status of an ani. Either I have money, or I don't have money. But the fruit is a chalos shem, a chalos shem tevel, chalos shem chalos shem chulin. These, you know, it's to move from one to the other. That already is considered to be moving from a world into a world. But there is one Rishon who disagrees with everything that we're talking about, Namely, one Rishon who says we don't have to look at why Tevel is Asur, but rather what's the din of Arba Minim of Tevel? It's Mutter. Which Rishon holds that you can, that the Tevel is Mutter?
Ramban.
That's the Ramban. So let's move to the Ran, who quotes the Ramban. One second. I'm sorry. Before we see the Ramban. Okay, just as an introduction to the Ramban. There is one Rishon who disagrees, namely that we have over here the issue of Esra Rishon Tevel. So we can be medayik from the sugya that it's pasul. Only demai may be kasher, but tevel is vadei pasul. And then we have it could be pasul because of lachem, that we have over an issue of shutfus, or it could be pasul because ein heter achila, and that appears to be the Rambam, that we have an issue of achila. This is tosfos. But the Ramban is going to say that Esrog Shel Tevel is kosher. But to understand this Ramban, we'll have to just give a little introduction, and that's to understand a little more about Demai. We pointed out that within the world of Demai, according to Beis Hillel, we can feed Demai to Aniyim. We can feed Demai to Aniyim. And Tosas over here points out that there's really no need to say that the Asher can be mafkir his nechasim and turn into an ani. Lo havei tzarech lahaitaima. Ela mishum yesh ba heter achila la'ani. That an ani can eat it. That's really enough. And that's what the Gemara over here means. That the Gemara, that's really enough. The fact that the ani can eat it. So what then, if the ani can eat it, how would you understand the relationship of Demai to Tevel? In other words, Tevel, no one can eat. Tevel is Asur Ba'achila. Demai, we're saying that an ani can eat. So would you call Demai Tevel Midrabanan? No. Tevel midrabanan, an ani can't eat as well. Nowadays, an ani can't eat tevel. Nowadays, everything is drabanan. All without, you know, there's no din of rosh shumas and maestros doraisa without the beis hamikdash. So we're mafresh shumas and maestros midrabanan. We don't say give it to an ani, right? We don't say let's give the zoo to aniyim and then have the animals of the aniyim eat tmeya. We don't say that. Kohanim, in other words, can eat their animals can eat truma tmei. An ani and an ani's animals can't eat tevel. In other words, there's no such halacha. So what then is demai? What how do you understand? Why can't normal people eat demai? People who aren't aniim.
Does that make a difference?
That. The assumption is that most aniyim, let's look in Rashi.
Ustam ha'aretz are mafresh, but we're still...
L'kacha me'am ha'aretz, ustam peiroseihem safek einan me'usarim. Rashi over here is mekatzer, where he should have been ma'arich a little bit. In other words, is it really true that 50% of amaratzim are not mafresh trumos ha'maisros? 60%, 70%?
No, we say rov
no.
are.
No, rov amei haaretz are mafresh. But there is a miut who are not mafresh. Everyone is mafresh truma. The issue is one of trumas meiser. That rov aniyim are not mafresh trumas meiser and meiser. But they are mafresh truma. So we have a miut. So what did Rabbanan say about Dmai? We have miut of aniyim who are not mafresh. What's normally the rule when you have a rov who are mafresh and a mid who are not mafresh? Midoraisa. Achrabim lahatos. We go after the rov. But we have over here a chumra of the chachamim not to go after the rov. To be mitrachek from this suffek. that chumra is an Isur Gavra, namely that in other words that the Jew should be mitrachik from this suffik, and Chazal said according to Beis Hillel that there's no Isur Gavra on the ani. Namely, had it been an Isur Cheftza, there'd be no difference between an Ashir and an ani. The moment that we allow aniyim to eat it, it means that the din of demai, which is a din drabanan, is a din on the gavra. It's not tevel midrabanan. It's mutter midrabanan. It's mutter. You know, it's basically mutter where rabanan said. However, we should stay away from the suffek. Just to give a direction to understand this. One of the Monei HaMitzvos, a very, very beautiful Monei HaMitzvos, is the Sefer Charedim, who divided mitzvos not in terms of aseh and lo ta'aseh, like Rambam and the Ramban, and not in terms of mitzvos pratios and mitzvos siburios, like Rav Sadia Gaon, but in terms of the evarim of the body, that there are mitzvos of the heart, and there are mitzvahs of the arms, and there are mitzvahs of the eyes, and the mitzvahs of the legs. And he divides all the mitzvahs in this manner. So in the first perek, where he's dealing with mitzvahs of the heart, he quotes as follows. This edition does not exist any longer, but there's a normal edition in the Beis Medrash. He says, V'chein, Kosav Rabbeinu Yonah, Malos rabos nimsru lana b'mitzvos asei, that there are many mitzvos that deal with halachic values, with Hashem's values, and one of those mitzvos is ma'alas habechira, that we have a mitzvos asei according to Rabbeinu Yonah of ubacharta b'chayim. That's a mitzvos asei, ubacharta b'chayim. What is that mitzvos asei? How are you mekayim the mitzvos asei of ubacharta b'chayim? Shebechol eishem izdamin lifnei adam iser osafek iser v'hu poresh mekayem mitzvas asei zo. Namely, that according to the Sefer Charedim, the makar that safek doraisa l'chumra is ubacharta b'chayim. That the Torah is telling us that whenever you have a safek, you should choose not in that direction. Not all poskim agree that safek doraisa l'chumra is doraisa. The Rambam famously says Safek Doraisa L'Chumra is a drabana, but it's the same concept of demai, namely that demai Chazal said Nachon, it's a Safek, and according to the rules we should stay away from it. However, we're imposing upon you a Iser Gavra in this area, and they exempted the Aniyim according to Beis Hillel from this Iser Gavra. Okay, with that introduction in mind, I think we can now move over to the Ramban.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
So two Rashi's later.
Yes.
He calls it Chumra Bahama. Is that significant at all?
100%.
But it makes it sound like it's not really even a Derabana, no?
Shehe Emidu, B'Safek Tevel. In other words, v'chumra ba'alma hu shehe emidu b'safik tevel. You can't just read the two words chumra ba'alma. That second Rashi is saying what we're saying currently, that Rabbanan didn't say that this is tevel midrabanan. What they said was that a person should be machmir on himself not to eat it. Hemidu, right? That they made it takana, that a person should be machmir on himself not to eat it, and they didn't make that takana, that Isur Gavra, that on Aniyim. Okay, moving over to the Ramban, that Avol HaRamban Zal Omer, Dishel Tevel Karinan Bey Lachem, the Tevel is really a din of lachem, kevan sheyachol l'salek hakohen v'halevi be'esrog da'alma sheyafrish alzeh. That this is exactly what Sklar said. That the same way, right? This is your line of reasoning. The same way that we can speak about that we can be mafrish trumos and maestros and thereby turn the tevel into lachem, we can also break up the shutfus and turn it into lachem. and he brings the same makar as Tosos, but interprets it differently. Achim shekano esrog b'tfisa sabayis, de kol hecha deika esrog l'kol chad v'chad, yochol gitlo la'atzmo. Not take the case of when you don't have the opportunity, there's only one esrog, and we haven't decided which son it was going to go to, but if you have three sons and you have three esrogim, just haven't decided which is which, then the sons can be yotze, everyone with an esrog, because we'll view it as though it already is being split. Hilkoch al korach yotzin b'tevel. So why in the world, if tevel is you can use for arba minim, why would Beit Shammai say that d'mai cannot be used? D'mai is only a chumra of tevel. V'chi paslu Beit Shammai shel d'mai aresha koi. We're not talking about the classic d'mai. We're talking about the truma tmeya of d'mai, or to be more explicit, the trumas meiser tmeya of d'mai. There is no truma of d'mai, because aniyim are mafresh truma. There's no need to be mafresh truma from d'mai. We're mafresh maaser from d'mai, and we're mafresh trumas maaser of d'mai. And if we have trumas maaser of d'mai, which is tamei, that, according to Beit Shammai, the Beit Shammai lo chazi lemide, that there's no heter achila. Ule Beis Hillel, k'shem shemachilim es ha'aniyim d'mai, kach ma'achilin osam truma t'meya shel d'mai. Okay, in other words, that we have over here, the Mishnah is simply giving us one run on halacha, that not only can truma tmeya not be used for arba minim according to Beis Shammai, but even truma tmeya of d'mai cannot be used according to Beis Shammai. Even truma tmeya of d'mai cannot be used according to Beis Shammai. Well, according to Beis Hillel, what can be done with truma tmeya of d'mai? But isn't it truma tmeya? We said we can give tevel to an ani. Truma tmeya give to an ani?
Yeah, because from his perspective, it was never like the d'mai was mutter to him.
Ah.
When the mafresh truma, it doesn't mean anything to him. So it becomes tamei, it still doesn't mean anything to him. It still is regular.
Okay, so what we're saying is that the trumas meiser of d'mai, according to Beis Hillel, is really not truma at all. The same way that d'mai is really not tevel. Right? It's just an Isur Gavra. It's nothing more than that. There's really no status of truma tmeya of d'mai. It's not truma tmeya. In other words, we're dealing over here with the fact that we have harchokos. We have chumras, according to Beis Hillel, that truma tmeya of d'mai is no more chamor than d'mai itself. That simply we have this chumra of being mafresh, of which the d'mai is patur. But basically, there's nothing to talk about over here of real truma. It's all quasi. Well, according to Beis Shammai, no. We view the d'mai. The d'mai is not mutar to anyone. The d'mai, according to Beis Shammai, is tevel midrabanan. The truma tmeya of d'mai is truma tmeya midrabanan. According to Beis Shammai, we're dealing with reality. We're dealing with real halacha categories. According to Beis Hillel, we're dealing with chumras on the individual. Yes?
If you separated all the things you're supposed to separate in order to make d'mai pulling, you could give all of those masro to the ani also?
According to Beis Hillel, yeah, you can give them. You just have to be mafresh. You have to do your hafrasha, and then an ani can eat the d'mai.
But can they eat even the hafrasha as well that you separated for the?
Yes, according. That's exactly what that's what Ramban is saying. That's what Ramban is pointing out. That the moment that we say, you know, the Ramban is simply being consistent. That the moment we say that according to Beis Hillel, we're just dealing with a chumra of hafrasha, meikar hadin, there's no tevel. We're samach on rov, that this was already hufresh. But we're being machmir as a chumra on the individual, but that which we're being mafresh really doesn't have status truma. It's an ani can eat it as well. The same way he could eat the tevel, he could eat the truma as well. In other words, no, in other words, that we have over here that which really has no shame of macholos asuros, no shame of matnas kahuna on this truma tmeya of demai. That's why I sent you to the Mishnah in Baba Metzia. We don't have Mishnayos over here Baba Metzia, but we have a Gemara in Baba Metzia. So this is, of course, also brought in the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. We don't need the Gemara, just need the Mishnah. That we have a Mishnah that counts Chumshin. Chamisha Chumshin Heim. There are five individuals who have a Knas Midoraisa of adding a chomesh to the value of that which they did an avera on in order to be able to have a proper kapara. Ha'ochel truma. If someone eats truma, truma should not be eaten. If he eats it on purpose, there's a chiyuv of misa bidei shamayim for someone who eats truma. So he has to pay shevet kohuna for the truma and add a chomesh. Similarly, if he eats trumas meiser. Similarly, if he eats trumas meiser, shall d'mai. This makes sense according to whom? Only according to Shammai. It doesn't make sense according to Beis Hillel. The Gemara points out that Amar Rava, it's a machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, etc. But, in other words, the Gemara over here doesn't bring in the aspect that trumas meiser of d'mai only has meaning according to Shammai. There's no meaning to it at all according to Hillel. That's what's pointed out over here by the Ramban. So
that would only be true for the Ramban.
The way the Ramban understands, right. Yeah. But pretty much the Ramban's understanding is a pol hayotze of a classic understanding of Beis Hillel, namely that tevel itself is not an iser cheftza. Tevel itself, tevel avada is iser cheftza. Dmai is not an iser cheftza. Dmai is only an iser gavra. That's what gives us a heter for the aniyim. The Ramban simply followed through that if that's true, then really an ani can also eat trumas meiser of dmai. That's what the Ramban is saying. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that according to Beis Shammai, trumas meiser of dmai cannot be used for arba minim. That's according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it could be used. Why could it be used? Because it is lachem. Because really, there are no limitations. There's nothing over here in the chetza. Okay, let's just one more segment of the Gemara. We'll call it a morning. Shel meiser sheni bi Yerushalayim. What's the halacha of arba minim of meiser sheni bi Yerushalayim? What does the Mishnah say? Lo yitol v'yimnat al kosher. So the Gemara explains that lo yitol l'man damei shemachshira harei machshira l'man damei shemafsida harei mafsida. Namely, they were viewing ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim parallel to truma tahora. V'yimnat al kashera. Again, l'man damei shem she'en bo heter achila. Divrei Hakol. Everyone, both Rav Meir and the Chachamim, agree that in Yerushalayim there's a heter achila for Meiser Sheni. Leman da'amar lefi she'en ba din mamon. Then we have a machlokas. Does Meiser Sheni be Yerushalayim have a din mamon or not? A machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Is Meiser Sheni mamon gavoa or is Meiser Sheni mamon hedyot? So if we take this approach, then our Mishnah that says that arba minim of Meiser Sheni can be used in Yerushalayim is according to the Chachamim. Okay. So we've already seen all this in terms of Meiser Sheni, but I did send you to a Rambam and a Kesef Mishnah in Macholos Asuros. That in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, the Rambam has a perek in which he deals with the world of Toras Zroim. Of the Macholos Asuros of foods. V'heim ha-chadosh, v'kilei ha-kerem, v'ha-tevel, v'ha-orla. That he deals with these categories within this perek. And then halacha yud-tes, He comes to the world of Tevel. HaTevel Ketzad Kol HaOchel Shehu Chayev Rashmenu Trumo Sumaisros Kodem Sheyavrashmenu Nikra Tevel VaOser Leechol. You're not allowed to eat Tevel Shenema Lo Yochalu Es Kodshei Bnei Yisrael Eis Asher Yarimu Lashem. That you shouldn't preempt the hafrasha of Trumos and Maestros by eating the Tevel. And if you eat a kezayis of Tevel, you're chayef misi b'dei shamayim. Okay. Then he continues, Aval ha'ochel midavar shenimenu truma gedola utrumas maiser va'adayin lo hifrishimenu ma'asros. Let's say that you began the process, like the Amei Haaretz. They were mafrish truma. They already mafrish truma. They just weren't yet mafrish ma'asrot. Afilu lo nishar bo ela ma'aser ani, hareze loke mishum ochel tevel. In other words, if you haven't finished the process, you get malkos. If you haven't started the process, if there's still truma in there, then you get misi b'dei shamayim. If you took the truma out and what's left is ma'asros, then there's malkos. Ve'ein bo misa she'ein avon misa ela betruma gedola utrumas ma'aser. There's an iser, you know, it's preempting truma. That's an iser of, or eating, if you want to, eating potential truma. That's an iser on which there is misa b'dei shamayim. Eating potential ma'aser, you get malkos. And the Ravid says, I like it. Svarahi. Makes sense what the Rambam is saying. That sof kol sof. The Torah calls truma kadosh. The Torah doesn't call ma'aser kadosh. So when you are eating potential kodesh, there is a lo yichalu es kodshei b'nei Yisrael. That's v'hisiu osam avon hashma. That's a misu de shemayim. But if you preempt eating ma'aser, that's a classic lav. And on that, you get malkos. So Kesef Mishnah asks a powerful question, Lechora. Kesef Mishnah asks, Umiyu I kasha hoi kasha, Maiser sheni ha ikri kadosh. Maiser sheni ha ikri kodesh. Not even according to Rav Meir, according to everyone, right? Maiser sheni, or the pasuk at the end of Bechukosai, deals with Maiser Sheni. That's according to everyone. The pasuk says, V'chol Pasuk Lamed. Perikav Zayin Pasuk Lamed. V'chol ma'aser ha'aretz, mizera ha'aretz, mipri ha'etz, lashemhu kodesh lashem. Rashi, kol ma'asar ha'aretz b'ma'asir sheni, akos of medaber, mizera ha'aretz dagan, mipri ha'aretz tirosh v'yitzar, lashem hu, k'no'o Hashem, u'mishul chanot tziva lecha lalot v'le'achol b'Yerushalayim, k'mo she'nemar v'achaltan Hashem elokecha ma'asar dagancha v'tiroshcha, and the Torah calls it kodesh. The Torah calls it kodesh. Lashem hu, kodesh lashem. So if the whole svara of the Rambam to distinguish between truma and maaser is that truma is called kodesh and maaser is not called kodesh, that's fine and good in terms of maaser rishon. That's fine and good in terms of maaser ani. But what do we do with maaser sheni? So the Rambam, in other words, so the Kesef Mishnah leaves it b'tzarach iyun. The Kesef Mishnah leaves it b'tzarach iyun. Nu, what do you say in terms of what we spoke about last year about the concept of mamon gavoa, maaser sheni mamon gavoa?
And the Reb Chaim that it's really the baal's, but there's like this kedusha inherent in it.
Or it's that Kedusha limits ownership. Kedusha limits ownership.
He still has some.
But he still has some ownership. And we pointed out that Rabban disagree. They don't disagree totally. They agree that Kedusha could limit ownership, but it depends on what level of Kedusha. We saw that Rabbanan held that Kotche Mizbeach, there's a limitation of ownership. But in terms of Maaser Sheni, they said that's not that same degree of Kedusha. Let's look over here in Rashi. Rashi says that in the world of Maaser Sheni, we said that Lo Yito, Lamana Mishum Shemachshira, Hareza Machshira. Rashi says Hare Machshira, Umaiser Sheni Boi Shimur, the Kodesh Ikri, Dichsiv Kol Maasar Haaretz. Rashi quotes this pasuk that I just quoted at the end of Bechukosai, saying that the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai that we find by Truma, the pasuk we quoted earlier, in which Rashi learned that there was an Iser to make something roi l'kabel tuma, applies not only to Truma, but also applies to Maaser. This is the Kesef Mishnah, right? That Rashi and the Kesef Mishnah are one and the same. But what could the Rambam respond? What could the Rambam respond? In other words, there is room to say, the moment you have Kodesh, so then, Ma'inafkimin, if we're dealing with Truma, Ma'inafkimin, if we're dealing with Ma'aser Sheni, we're dealing with Kodesh, Kodesh of Truma, we have a halacha of Mishmeres Trumosai. So Kodesh of Maaser Sheni, we have the same halacha of Mishmeres Trumosai. That Midaraisa, according to Rashi, you're not allowed to be Goreim, that it should be Ro'i L'Kabel Tuma. According to the Kesef Mishnah, if Midaraisa, we have Misa Bidei Shamayim on someone who preempts eating Truma, so we'd have that same Iser of Misa Bidei Shamayim on someone who preempts eating Maaser Sheni. But where is the room to distinguish?
So there's not the same level.
Say that there's Kedusha and there's Kedusha. Not all Kedusha is on the same level. According to the Chachamim, you can have a Kedusha which is Mamon Bailim. In other words, that Inachinami Maaser Sheni is Kadosh. In other words, it has a Yiyud, it has a goal of being eaten by Yerushalayim. Kodshei Mizbeach are Kadosh. They have a goal of being eaten within the chomos of Yerushalayim, but they don't have necessarily the same status that we're going to have within Kodesh Mizbeach status of Mamon Gavoa, and we'll have within Kodesh Maaser Sheni a status according to the Chachamim of Mamon Bailim. So, in other words, the fact that, you know, with the Kesef Mishnah's question, isn't this called Kodesh? This is Rashi. Rashi says, the moment it's called Kodesh, we apply to it the dinim of Truma. And then we have a question, why would the Rambam distinguish? But if we work off of the fact that we have a sheet of the Chachamim, that not everything which is Kodesh is necessarily Mamon Gavoa, so not everything which is Kodesh necessarily is going to have the Mishmeres Trumosai, and not everything which is Kodesh is necessarily going to have the principle of Misa Bidei Shamayim. Okay. So we have over here room to distinguish. Beseder, let's stop over here. So this way you have no time to prepare for Sunday, but we already gave you the Maror Makamos, so you're already prepared for Sunday. Beseder, so you'll have time to chazer on chazizas. So Sunday will begin with the technical aspects of the Esrog, in terms of the psulim. If you can continue until we get to Esrog Habosar, if you can continue to two-thirds of the way in Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph, there's very, very little in Tosfos. If you just write down the Maror Makamos, again, I don't have it in writing, on Niklaf, if you could see Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Tosfos over here, Habachula Habamiktsasa, and the Rambam. To see that on Niklaf, in other words, I gave you the Maror Makamos already on Chazizis and on Nitla Pitmasa. In terms of Niklaf, so see Rashi Rabbeinu Hananel, Tosos Ramaskal Habakula and the Rambam. In terms of Nikev, the Esrog that has the hole in it, so see the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin and the Ravid over there. And then see Rashi, both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. Over here, we are going to have to pair, you know, we're just as in the world of Pitum, you had to look in Rashi in both places here also. Okay, that I think would take us, you know, give a shear on Yom Rishon, and then we'll continue. Everyone should have a Freilich and Purim.